This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Some Democrats in Idaho stood in long lines for their chance to caucus last night. In Boise, the line was several blocks long, and some voters had to wait for several hours to get inside to start the process. Bert Marley is chairman of the Idaho State Democratic Party. He was in Bannock County helping organize the caucuses there last night. He says the long lines were due in part to a flood of last-minute RSVPs. More than 10,000 people signed up to take part yesterday alone. Despite the long lines, Marley told me he's excited and pleased with a statewide record-breaking turnout of 24,000.
Well, you know, I think it exceeded all of our expectations for caucuses. It went really well. Lots of enthusiasm, lots of excited people. You know, we anticipated a larger than normal turnout, and it was even higher than that. So it's pretty exciting to see that many Democrats in Idaho fired up and, you know, willing to participate in the caucus, and what that means to me is a very exciting thing.
And why does the Democratic Party caucus at this time instead of vote the same day as the GOP 2 weeks ago?
Well, there's probably, a number of reasons for that. But one of them is when we've been doing caucuses for a long time. It's a decision that's made by the state central committee, but it's maybe a couple of years out. And so this is kind of the hand we were dealt. You know, that decision was made and, you know, approved through the DNC prior to the change in the law that moved the caucus up. In the past, we did the caucus. We had the primary afterwards. People got to vote if they weren't interested in participating in the caucus. So, it's something that we're definitely going to look at moving forward. You know, there are advantages and disadvantages to both processes. You know, we'll just see where we go from there.
It seems things went pretty well in most of the state, but there were some long lines in Boise. It was a pretty late night, and there was a big time commitment. Is it time for Democrats to consider holding a primary?
I mean, you have to remember, this is a volunteer operation. I'm incredibly impressed with the amount of time and hours that people were willing to spend to both train and get ready to do that and make it all happen. And I think of the hours that, staff, our executive director and the rest of the staff have spent in training and putting this all together. It's a huge effort. It's a huge, huge effort. And so I'm really excited about how well it went. And there were, there were long lines and there were some glitches. But, there's long lines in primaries sometimes, too. Probably not as long as what we saw in Boise, but it's part of the process. When people get excited about something and want to be part of something, you're going to have crowds and you're going to have that sort of thing. So from my standpoint, it was inconvenient for a lot of people. I understand that, but it was also very exciting. It was exciting to be part of that, and especially in Boise, to be part of a historical caucus. So, that's cool to be part of something like that and be a participant in that. So.
There is the fact that Idaho Democrats are still largely outnumbered by Republicans. I think it's something like 220,000 people voted in the March 8th primary for Republicans, mm-hmm. compared to around, 24,000 Democrats came out last night. Mm-hmm. What does the record-breaking turnout say about the Democratic Party in Idaho?
Well, I think it says a great deal. It's obviously much easier to just vote in the primary. You have to be really committed, to go to a caucus. But I think it points out the fact that there's a lot of very energized Democrats out here in Idaho, and part of it's the campaigns, but I think the other thing that's important to remember is, as a party, we've been working really hard, at grassroots level, organizing, building our base, and I think that was reflected, at least in part by the turnout we saw last night.
Are you hopeful that someday you'll see those numbers turn around?
I jokingly tell people sometimes to be a Democrat in Idaho is to be eternally optimistic. But, that's really the case. I think we're growing. I think the change will be incremental, but it's happening. And, we're electing more and more people. We've got the primary elections coming up here shortly, and we hope to refocus a lot of that energy on our Idaho candidates. I think we'll be able to do that, at least in part. We'll get a lot of those people. If you want to make change, you have to start locally and work locally to make it happen.
Democratic State Party Chairman Bert Marley says the future of Idaho's caucuses will be discussed by party leaders. Bernie Sanders won the statewide contest with 78% of the vote last night.